Transfer Cats, welcome back. I am live here at Cal State San Bernardino. I am at the Palm Desert campus. I am with Dr. Joseph Torme. He is the director of the Hospitality Management Program, and we are super excited to find out about this awesome opportunity. Dr. Torme, welcome.
Thank you so much. Please call me Joe. My name is Joe Torme. I am the Program Director of Hospitality Management in the College of Business Department of Marketing. And it's my pleasure to be here to tell you a little bit about the program and what I do in my day-to-day and in the academic year as well.
Awesome. There's our audience saying hello. Very, very cool. Well, for those of you listening, the Coachella Valley, one of the primary industries out here is hospitality. We have casinos, we have hotels. The great state of California, that is a huge part of our economy, and there's not a whole lot of hospitality programs out there, but so we're super lucky in the Coachella Valley to have this program. Tell me, when did we get this program? How long is this program? And if I'm a transfer student, you know, well, we'll get to that. How old is this program?
So we have two degree offerings. One is a concentration in the Bachelor of Business Administration, and that was launched in fall 2020. And recently we launched a second degree, a major in tourism and hospitality management. This current academic year, we launched it in fall 2025. So we have two different types of degrees. One is for freshmen, first-time freshmen, and the second one is specifically is designed for transferring students from community colleges. And we'll take up to a maximum of 70 units or credits transferred in from a community college.
Awesome. So if I'm a transfer student and I'm interested in hospitality, obviously I would need to apply at Cal State Apply, right?
Yes.
And then how do I get involved? Walk me through, what's it like that first semester as I step foot on your campus?
So you'll receive a welcome from the admissions team. You'll receive a welcome from me, and you'll be invited to join the club and that we currently offer this academic year. It's the Hospitality Finance Technology Professionals Club. It's part of a national organization, and there's a local professional chapter here in the Coachella Valley, and then we have the student chapter. And we have about 25-30 student members, including elected officers, and they do a number of activities that include inviting guest speakers from hospitality and non-hospitality areas, for example, banking and technology and certified public accountants. And then we also do things off campus with the club and field trips, and occasionally there's an evening dinner where students network with professionals, again, in hospitality or related to hospitality.
You know, I saw that your program goes abroad as well. Can you tell me about that? That looked really cool.
Yes, we do. So this is this past March was the fourth trip we've made to Europe, and we visited two countries, Switzerland and Italy, and where the program has relationships that go back many, many years. And this year we added Switzerland, including the United Nations, and we visited an eco hotel and, of course, the obligatory cheese factory and chocolate factory.
Of course. Now, students get credit for this?
Yes, they do.
Wow.
It's part of an intro class in hospitality and tourism, and the trip is offered to all students, quite honestly. And the program awards this year, we awarded $2,000 travel grants. And then there was an additional scholarship money from the university. So their actual out-of-pocket was around $1,000. And in Italy, we added the Ferrari factory this year. Students wanted to visit to see the cars up close, and they certainly did. And we stay in a very historical hotel. The hotel is 500 years of Italian hospitality.
And wow.
The hotel owner, who I've had the pleasure of knowing for about 20 years, he's a fifth generation hotelier, and he actually spends times with the students and lectures, spends a half day lecturing to us and touring his family's balsamic vinegar production, and then there's a hilltop farm he has, and we have a nice dinner in the evening, and so it's an experience. It's a once in a lifetime experience, and when you travel with students who are majoring in business or hospitality management, it is unique in the sense that, you know, the theory comes alive, and not only in a practical setting, but in an international practical setting where hospitality is world renowned.
You know, Business Associates for Transfer has been pretty popular in the community college. I'm not aware, at least Hospitality for Transfer has not really been a big degree. How would students at the community college start to get prepared to be a hospitality student?
Well, our partner College of the Desert, and has a wonderful hospitality and culinary program, and both program heads serve on CSUSB Hospitality Management Advisory Board. And in fact, in addition to the study abroad trip, in addition to the club, we also have another traditional event that we deliver. It's our gala. This year, the academic year, we held a gala. Monte Carlo was the theme. It was at the Agua Caliente Casino. About 200 guests attended. And we had a table of 10 COD students and faculty from the pastry arts class who prepared the dessert. And so they're part of the experience as well. And so that's, guest speaking. I do go to COD and guest speak in different classes. So I have a very good relationship with both program heads. And in my background, I started in higher education, teaching at a community college for 6 years before I started working for a university.
Yeah, so tell me about your background. I mean, I remember you coming to the Valley. How long has it been now? Has it been
7 years?
Wow! Oh my gosh!
I can't believe it. So I'm from the East Coast, yeah, which is a very different weather pattern. And the heat is no problem for me, and I prefer this climate. And it's, you know, it's, we live in such a beautiful destination.
For those of you listening, it is going to be 108 degrees today. It is May the 11th, and the heat is back.
So my heat is back, and I have worked approximately 20 plus years in industry and 20 plus years in academia, and you know, I've led somewhat of an itinerant lifestyle or career. I've worked and lived in 5 different states and 5 different countries, and finding a position with CSUSB as a founding director, I mean, I would honestly say that this is something that I've applied everything I've ever done or learned about to this important work here, and everything just aligns perfectly. And you know, on the professional side as well as the personal side. And I just love our industry here. And, you know, it's unlike any other destination. And I'm a native New Yorker. And we have great restaurants and hotels in New York City and in every city of the country and the world, and no doubt. But the destination here is just, it's very special, you know. And I don't play golf, unfortunately. That's my only regret. We have over 100 golf courses and country clubs, and that's another sector of the larger hospitality and tourism industry. And which, by the way, you think about our economy on a broader scale. You know, the United States, we produce 80% services and 20% manufacturing, roughly. And so you could also argue that hospitality is a skill set that transcends, you know, hotels, restaurants, country clubs, sports arenas, casinos, music festivals, because it's the skill sets and the soft skills and the emotional intelligence and conflict resolution, things that we try to engage with and socialize with in students in and out of the classroom that apply to the larger services economy. And, you know, globally, 1 in 10 jobs, 10% of the GDP is related to tourism and hospitality. Here in the Coachella Valley, it's 25% of the jobs,
wow,
or one in four workers work in hospitality and tourism, which here it's a $9 billion economic impact.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the kind of the job outlook. I know everybody's considered, you know, I think people are being more intentional about their majors these days and realizing, you know, I want something that will lead to a career. And it seems like hospitality is very much a career focused major.
It could be. So yeah. It's, you know, it's a different area of study than or discipline. It's not really a discipline, but compared to accounting and finance or economics or management or human resources. I mean, because it is a business in an industry. It's also a characteristic of guest service and the delivery of services. And, you know, here there are so many wonderful opportunities, and our valley is growing. And I think recreation and leisure is not something that's going to go away. I think more people want to, you know, you have different terms that you have staycations or mm-hmm. or other terms that apply to what we do in on the recreation side. But locally, the industry is growing. The industry is growing, and it's a terrific career to have if you're just passing through as a student part-time, or something you want to work in full-time when you graduate, or even better as a long-term career. And so our students work in a number of properties with Marriott, the Ritz-Carlton, the Hilton, Grand Hyatt, you know, the casinos, Agua Caliente, also in Yamava, casino, and country clubs and the Acrisure Sports
and
Arena.
Do you help them get those set up? Are those internships that the Cal State San Bernardino helps set up?
So it works both ways. So we also have career services here, but, you know, through the networking that the program does, faculty and myself, again, we invite so many practitioners to campus and vice versa. And so the students are reaching out on their own for the club. That's their responsibility as an officer. They have to outreach, mm-hmm. but we could introduce them, you know, via email to the key individuals at the different organizations. So it happens in a number of ways. And, you know, what is interesting here at this location, many of the students work already. So they're far beyond an internship. And in fact, some of the students have been supervisors, even managers. And, you know, in that case, we would just switch, you know, we would give them credit for their for the internship experience with their professional work experience. Mm.
And that degree allows them to get to higher levels within the organizations.
Yes. So hospitality and tourism, you know, it's such a egalitarian field. I mean, do you need a degree? Maybe. But having a degree brings you at a higher level when you graduate with certifications, and you fast track to a leadership or supervisory or director or leadership position much faster, because you have the certifications in hotel industry analytics or surf safe food handlers, or, you know, some digital badges in analytics, or, you know, we also teach part of the Salesforce module in a customer relationship management course. And you know, part of our curriculum design is from the industry leaders who serve on the advisory board who advise us, you know, what are the most, you know, current, you know, cutting edge, you know, things that students should know, and, you know, what should we be teaching in our curriculum? So there's a healthy back and forth with these leaders from the Valley who help advise us as well.
Excellent. Well, hospitality seems like, you know, such a broad career, and it gives you such an opportunity to go travel and to go to different places. You know, you can work, you know, hotels are international. You can kind of move around. I mean, I can kind of relate. My children are in the military. They go from place to place, picking up different experiences. It seems like it's, you know, there's a lot of adventure for someone who really wants to go and move around. But at the same time, places like the Coachella Valley have so much industry and hospitality infrastructure that you could spend your whole career here.
Yes, you can. And we advise, well, two bits of advice that we share with students. You know, when you're a student, when you transfer in, join a club, work part-time, and do well in the classroom. But being an A student is not everything. You know, just getting an education is more important. You know, making friends, making connections, making, you know, improving your network. However, joining a club is important, and also working part-time is important. So, you know, money in the bank and two job offers, that's kind of the, you know, that's our mantra. You know, by the time you graduate, you know, there's no reason why you should not have any loans. And many of the students here, 70% are grant funded. And you should have at least a job offer from your current employer. But we recommend interview with a second employer just to know your worth. And another thing that we recommend is dual degrees or dual concentration. So try to pick up a second minor, because that makes you more attractive, more marketable as a graduate. You know, for example, we have students that have been cybersecurity and hospitality, or hospitality and finance, or accounting, or HR, and these are just some of the examples where, you know, if students are aware of this coming in, then they could kind of focus and achieve this goal by the time they graduate. Because, you know, 2 years goes by very quickly. Many students graduate in 2 years, but some graduate in 3 years and 4 years, and that's fine too. Whatever pace you set, that's most comfortable for you, is the right pace. And I would also recommend to students, speak to your professors, take advantage of the resources that we have here. You know, CSUSB is wonderful for the people talent and also the resources that are available. If you don't ask, you'll never know. So you have to be a little courageous. You have to be a little confident. Don't be afraid to make an appointment with myself or faculty or career services or admissions. You know, they'll point you to the right direction. And I think that's one of the benefits too of our campus in Palm Desert. We're relatively a smaller campus than San Bernardino with 2,000 students roughly. But it's almost like going to a private university at the same time, because there's a high level of this high touch on the personal side and personalization side.
So again, if I'm a student, how do I get a hold of you?
So it's jtormey@csusb.edu. And you could also Google CSUSB Hospitality Management, and then the webpage will come up, and my contact information is on there.
Outstanding. You know, I was scanning my brain for a good dad joke about hospitality. The only thing I could come up with is, do you know what the grape said when he got stepped on? Nothing. He just let out a little whine. There we go. There we go. I know my audience is like, oh, we couldn't get through a whole episode without a dad joke. But anyway, that is the sound. It is time. So I want to thank Dr. Joe Tormey here from the Hospitality Management Program at Cal State San Bernardino. You got to check this program out. We are so lucky to have this in our valley. And this is a destination for students all over the United States. So if you're listening from another state or another part of California, please come on down here. We have everything you could want. It is awesome, and you are not a member. You are valued and part of the pack here at Cal State San Bernardino. Take care, everybody. I'll see you in the next episode.